I think I clicked the thing.
That's a long loop.
Yeah, look, it's the loop that I had, which happens to be the loop that is our tag on our podcast. Which, speaking of that, hey everybody, thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us in 2023. We made it. Everybody's here, thankfully.
We're not echoing.
So far, so good on the echo front. If you didn't know and you're listening on the podcast, all right, yes, Pete, it's long enough. I'm Jack Kidd and Frank Gerhardt's man and everything, as always.
Sort of.
So, we'll see how it goes. If he was manning it, we'd have a shorter intro, but here we are.
I'm laggy as hell, too, by the way.
You're a little laggy.
I'm super, super laggy.
But nobody's echoing. So, no, hey, that's and
I don't know why I'm lagging. I moved my computer up into my bedroom and I have like full connection.
Yeah.
But for some reason, because life loves me right now, there's all kinds of lag.
Yeah. It's probably the 700 video games being played at your house right now, is my guess.
You know why? There's music still playing in the background.
That's a laggy thing. That'll get you every time, or sometimes, or every once in a while. Who knows? Anyway, so happy belated Christmas holidays, everything to everybody. Pete, Dom, great to see you guys in already. Mom, good to see you. He's buffering again. So I think he stopped his music. So while we're waiting for Frank to come back in, I hope everybody's holidays were great. I hope you had some time to go out and see some movies. I'm going to drop our reminder here up front that, hey, go tell a friend, have them check out the podcast. Make sure if you're listening to the podcast version, you drop us that 5-star rating. Give us a review. It makes it easier for other people to come find the podcast so they can get in on all the fun echo and lag and all that good stuff that we can do. And if you don't want to just hang out in the chat and watch the conversation there, you can. You know, it's going on YouTube. So our Facebook friends, sorry, you're not seeing the whole thing, but hey, it's all good. So I'm pretty sure that Frank didn't have the opportunity to get out to any movies. I did a lot of gaming and we'll talk about that when he gets back. But I did manage to make it out to the movies to see Avatar: The Way of Water. That is a long, long, long movie. So it was visually stunning. I don't know how much experience everybody's had. He is punching his monitor, Pete. I don't know how much experience everybody has with 3D and IMAX, but what I learned when I went to go see Avatar is that when you have a movie in 3D IMAX, the screen can look great, and you put your glasses on, and it does this crazy little wobble back and forth, which is really annoying and makes you think that you're going to have a seizure. So they stopped my version of Avatar just a short 45 minutes into it to reset the projector so that we stopped getting it. So they did reset that. So my 3-hour and 10-minute movie was more like a 4-hour counting previews. And you know what? It was fine. It was visually stunning as expected. There wasn't anything that I was like, oh my God, this is groundbreaking. I've never seen it before, but I'm sure there was so much of it in there that I didn't even notice because it looked so good. Story was fine. Like I said, it's a typical story. There's bullies, there's coming of age, there's family pieces, not anywhere near as compelling of storytelling as a lot of video games are, which is what it reminded me of. And honestly, I started Witcher Blood Origins today, and I think that it's probably shorter than Avatar, just spread out into to four episodes. So I'm about halfway through that. We'll see what happens. But I don't know if anybody else got the chance to check out Avatar the last few weeks while we've been off, but I would recommend getting the experience of seeing it. It was definitely worth the bang for the buck just to say that I saw this one. I missed the first Avatar when it was out in the theater, which was, you know, definitely bad on my part. But while we're still waiting for Frank to hop back in here, I think he's probably rebooting again, is my guess. I'll talk about some other stuff that I've been watching and catching up on during the holidays. So if you're not watching Doom Patrol, they are still doing fantastic work. The stuff Brendan Fraser is doing when you can't even see him on screen, you know, he's in a big, well, he's not even hitman it. He's just doing voiceover for a big metal robot. He's doing fantastic work as far as dealing with pain and loss and family issues. And it's really great to see him continuing to do wonderful work as far as that goes. Everybody else in the cast, the writing's just been fantastic this season. I'm really hoping they keep that going for another season after this. They can just keep doing crazy scenarios and it'll work. The way they're doing it though, it's, you know, they had an episode last week where everybody de-aged, which was fun to watch them go through that and still be themselves, but then as a teenager and then as an adolescent and still have all this character development that they're going through with that. But it has been fantastic so far. Bad Batch, I'm hoping Frank's caught up on that. We'll see. But the other show I know he's a little behind on, so while we're waiting, I'll step in on Mythic Quest 2. If you missed Mythic Quest, you can now binge the whole season. It really kind of dug into outside the game Mythic Quest, which is what a lot of the show has been based around. Obviously, with the title is what goes on at the company that makes the game Mythic Quest, which is like a League of Legends style game. But they have instead, you know, branched off Ian and Poppy on the show that are two of the leads, Rob McElhenney. And I can't remember her name, but she's fantastic. I believe she's from New Zealand. And they go off and start their own company, and that's what you have here. But it's just great sitcom fun. There's some great guest stars that come through this season. Joe Manganiello is on a few episodes this season and is great because he is such a geek and so into D&D and all the gaming and everything that it's fun to watch him get to play kind of in his world a little bit, like we're hoping to see Cavill do sometime in the near future. So that's where we're at as far as Mythic Quest goes. They did just finish it, though. It wrapped up nicely. It sets up the next season. If this show ends up being anything like Always Sunny, Ryan McElhenney's other show, who knows how many seasons it can go. Oh, all right. So Pete's up to episode 8. I would say the flashback episode that they did do, because they always have one flashback a season, which is kind of neat. But the flashback they did with casting-wise for Poppy growing up as this young girl, the girl they cast, I even showed it to my wife who doesn't really watch the show. They may as well have found old home footage of the actress that plays her from voice to look to everything. It was just spot on. And it was a lot of fun, in my opinion. It's different than the last few seasons because it branches out into other kind of gaming and some other office-type things, but having done marketing and things like that, it was kind of fun this season with the way that it went. And then hopefully Frank hops back in soon so we can talk about the fact that my wife and I finally binged Yellowstone. We're still a little bit behind on the show, but we are getting there. We're somewhere in season 3, I think, last time I looked. So, hey, let us know in the chat. Let me know what you guys have been up to. Dom, I see you might go see Megan. I heard great things about Megan this weekend, too. You know, I think we talked a lot of smack about Avatar probably not making all the money, but it looks like it is going to make all the money. I'm sure every ticket being double to triple what a regular movie ticket is, for the most part, probably helps a lot with that being having that already being over $1.5 billion like a couple weeks in. I think it'll easily hit 2. It already knocked all of the Harry Potter movies out of the top 15 all time, which is crazy that it already got to that point. Last of Us, yeah, I'm pretty stoked for Last of Us coming out as well. Dom, I know Frank never got to play the game. Yeah, the take they're doing on HBO, and it's not HBO Max, it's HBO for Last of Us, which is great, because hopefully that means it won't have the same Zaslav guillotine that everything else on HBO Max has had as of late. It looks like it's going to be a really interesting take on it. Pedro Pascal, you know, I hope he's not just Pedro Pascal and plays a little bit with Joel, the character in the game, because he spent so much time with these guys, has such depth and just great development that they do throughout the first iteration of Last of Us, and even into the second one. I really hope that they take the time to get into that and don't try and rush through it, because I think that game could be a couple seasons if you do it right. So I hope they don't try and rush through it to the end. I don't think they will, because of the amount of money and what it looks like they spent up with this. But we'll see where they get to in this season, if they drag it out, and what they change from the game. Cause I think, you know, it's a little different, where this is definitely a more story driven game than anything. Oh yeah. So with that though, we'll see where Last of Us ends up. I'm excited to talk about that next week when we get there. And so from Avatar, never seen the first one, Pete. That's fine. You don't really need to see the first one. If you want to recap of the first one, there's blue people that are basically a metaphor for indigenous people that people from Earth want to go take over their planet. And so they make avatars where they make humans fit into these big blue bodies of the indigenous people. And this is where we're at. So the first one, they decide to fight off the humans, and then you get a quick recap of the first movie, and then you're into the second one. So you don't really need to see it. Honestly, there's not a lot of story in the first one. But Stephen Lang in this movie is fantastic. He's been in so much stuff, and the way they pull him in, and him getting to chew scenery in an animated format is really great. You can tell he's having a great time in that movie. So I still would still recommend it, even having seen the first one. And then as far as those two in Game of Thrones, I don't think she was on by the time Oberon went up against the mountain. So because she was, I don't think she was on until what, the sixth season, maybe the fifth. So we had that. I did also on my top 10 list for movies from last year, last time we had an episode, I did miss a few that I realized today that I wanted to mention. One of them, and I don't think Frank saw either one. He might have seen one. But the one, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, I can't recommend enough. The Nicolas Cage movie with Pedro Pascal, which just made me think about it. I totally forgot that came out last year because I didn't see it in the theater. But I did watch it on at home, and it was a blast. So I definitely had to add that back onto my movie list for last year. And the other one that I left off that I got to put back on is Hustle with Adam Sandler, about the Sixers and kind of taking this unknown basketball player and bringing it in. Hey, Dylan from Vegas, you can get in. Frank's having trouble logging in from Philly, but I'm glad you were able to pull in from Vegas, Dylan. I saw you were at a pretty cool concert the other night from your Instagram, so it's exciting, and I'm sure you have already seen Megan even in your free time out there, knowing what a nut you are for the horror stuff. And then, Dom, I did see that Stephen Amell is returning for the final season of Flash. I think they're going to bring everybody back in. They're bringing Dreamer from Supergirl's coming back. I saw that Diggle is going to be back on this season, which is you know, fine. I don't know what they're going to do with everything as far as this season goes. I think they have a lot of time to kill that I'm not really excited about seeing how they do with that. But I know we'll get to hear from Frank at some point about how he's doing with his Flash catch up. He's trying to catch up on the most recent season of Flash and get through Armageddon and then get into the current season. See, there we go. So I knew Dylan would have already seen Megan. So like the movie Malignant, I really got to bone up on my horror stuff. Goofy, creepy, and enjoyable. Out in Vegas till Thursday. I'm jealous of you, man. Have fun out there. So a couple news things popping up. While we might end up with a short episode, depending on if Frank gets his internet figured out or not. But it looks like Greg Berlanti signed a new mega deal with Warner Brothers, so which is surprising to me. With him signing a new deal through 2027. So speaking of the Flash and Stephen Amell coming back for that finale, so I don't know what he's going to be doing from a TV standpoint, because most of the work that he had done is done. So I don't know where to go with him and what they're going to do. The Arrowverse is pretty much done. He does still have Titans and Doom Patrol that he's involved with. He's supposed to be an executive producer on the Green Lantern show. That I think is going to be dead in the water. I mean, we'll see what's going on with those projects. James Gunn has said that he's going to make an announcement this month on at least some of the stuff that's coming up. So hopefully something comes up soon where they make that announcement. We can get some details on what's going on going forward. I mean, it's been all over the place with what's going to happen, you know, at this point. So I don't know where DC is going to go. I don't know who they're going to keep on. The latest rumors about Ezra Miller is that they want to keep Ezra, which I can't in any good conscience understand how they would want to keep him on as the Flash going forward. But I think they've already done reshoots and they don't want to spend more money on additional reshoots. We heard that about Aquaman as well. Where they've already done enough reshoots, they didn't want to do another round to try and add in something different or change something in the movie. And I think the Flash were in the same boat. Multiverse of Flashes is the only reason you see him being kept, Dylan. I don't know that you keep too much of the multiverse there, though. I don't know what they're going to do with Peacemaker. I don't know where they're going to go in general with a lot of this stuff in DC. I don't see James Gunn wanting to get rid of Peacemaker, and I don't see Warner Brothers wanting to get rid of the Peacemaker franchise that they made. That's easy enough to explain away as a multiverse and then just ignore the fact that, you know, the Flash and Aquaman showed up at the end of season one and just recast them as different people and even go back in and edit it like they do on some of these other shows at this point. So we could see that. And you know, with Cena, I don't think you lose all that steam you had, though. I'm hoping he finishes writing whatever movie he's writing in project right now, and then he goes and makes a play for this and comes in with another season of Peacemaker. There was the Amanda Waller show that James Gunn was working on too, so I don't know how she fits into this. I feel the problem that they're going to have with any of these existing properties that weren't most of the cast of Peacemaker, not even all the cast of Peacemaker, but most of them, is how they're going to play out with not having Snyder involved. Because anything that was from the Snyderverse era, Zack Snyder then has to be an executive producer on. So where you pull that in and what you can and can't pull from that time frame, I don't know the specifics, but I feel like Amanda Waller would get pulled in from the Snyderverse and count as one of those. So with her counting as part of the Snyderverse, I don't know how much you keep running with that character and try and make her an integral part of everything, especially when at the end of Peacemaker, you set up where she's no longer in charge and doing something different. So we'll see how that plays out. Hopefully in the next few weeks, we see what happens as far as that goes. As far as the back to that multiverse of Flashes, I'm really hoping, and I wish they would be able to do rewrites to make it into here's Wally West, no explanation, just go, and here's a new actor that's Wally West, and anybody that's followed Flash since the mid-80s is more than familiar with Wally West. I feel like they've been setting that up for a while now, knowing about Ezra, because for the last maybe 2 years, Wally West, maybe it's even been longer than that at this point, but Wally West is back as being the Flash in the comic books and has been the main character. For me, he was the Flash I grew up with. I always knew about Barry Allen and saw him in the cartoons and the other media as far as that go, but in the comic books, after Crisis and Infinite Earths back in the early 80s, Wally West was then the Flash for the next, I don't know, 35 years? 25 years? 25 years? Yeah, because it was till the 2010s when they did New 52 and Flashpoint. So Wally would be great for me. I think he's a much more interesting character all around. But a lot of that is, how do you play in the backstory? Then do you do a lot of flashback episodes to get through the Titans era to do Batman? Do you do that so you end up with him as the Flash? You end up with Nightwing fully in and just make some like prequel movies? I think that might be their smartest way to end up playing with the Titans, so they can have them all aged up and in their current iterations, and do like a flashback movie of them as teenagers and all sidekicks, which I think could be a lot of fun if you play it right, especially if you're doing this new universe that ties in animation and TV and video and movies, sorry, where, you know, you can do an animated Teen Titans, which always has worked well for them, that then plays into at the end, they become Nightwing and regular Flash. And where you play Wonder Girl is now Troia, and Starfire is still Starfire, but just a lot more powerful, and whatever you want to do with the Raven character if you're going with the new Teen Titans lineup. And unless you play Cyborg and do a backstory for Cyborg that makes more sense as to how he ends up being a member of the Justice League and in that position and still has those ties to the Teen Titans, which is where everybody really, really likes that character and has always kind of looked into seeing him. So... yeah, I a little more from what Dylan says there. You know, DC's had so much success with Suicide Squad and Peacemaker. I don't know that the Suicide Squad had much success, because it was in that, it was in those times when we didn't have movies in theaters for more than like a couple of days. So that was a weird stretch, and I don't think it did well technically, because it was HBO Max. So. But Peacemaker took the world by storm just from that intro alone with the dance music. So I don't know how they recreate that in season two, but I hope they come up with something. And I hope we get a season two. Momoa as Lobo would be great. You know, Momoa as Lobo is more fitting than Aquaman. I agree. I think they just made Aquaman into Jason Momoa, which I was never a huge fan of. I think Jason Momoa is incredibly charismatic and can definitely carry a movie. Like that, but I don't think that's what you need from Aquaman in those. He would be great as Lobo. He's just going to be Jason Momoa as Lobo, which is fine. Because the Lobo character, which came around in the late 90s or mid early 90s, actually, maybe late 80s with Justice League, and then in a book called Legion, which was like supposed to be a modern day version of the Legion of Superheroes with an ancestor of Brainiac 5 from Legion of Superheroes and a lot of that kind of stuff. So we had those characters, and he was introduced there and it was just like a one off. And then next thing you know, because he kind of looked like a ripoff of Wolverine, just a space Wolverine. And it happened to be the mid 90s and early 90s when everything like that took off. Lobo became just a hugely popular character. They did do him on Krypton. In season two, not a great version of Lobo. It was fine. Could have been way better. But we did actually see a live action one for a hot minute in season two of Krypton, which is a vastly underrated show. Krypton was actually pretty fun. Another point from Dylan, and then Dom, I'll run over to MCU stuff. So with Rob Pattinson's Batman, what do we do, right? Where do we go with his Pattinson? You got a Penguin show, you got supposedly a Gotham PD show that's coming out. What do we want to do with Rob Pattinson and with all of the things that he has, you know, on the table, and Matt Reeves? And do you make them pull in, and do you make that be a bigger piece of the puzzle? And here, Matt Reeves has no interest in it. Rob Pattinson, I think, wouldn't have a problem being the Batman to whoever's Superman and Robin and being able to introduce those. And I think it's the first time ever that we've had a young enough actor playing Batman to be able to effectively introduce a Robin and watch him age. And even do where you can do a one or two movie stint with him as Robin and then age Dick Grayson up. And then you can finally do a Death in the Family in a movie. I will say, you know, we did get a Death in the Family in on Titans last season, which was good. I did like where they did, how they went with that. Their Batman on Titans is much older than the regular Batman. He's you know, it's Mormont from Game of Thrones, to tie everything back to Game of Thrones as we were doing earlier. But I don't know where we go with Pattinson in there with Dick Grayson. I think it would be really cool to bring him in, but I don't think you do it for another. Yeah, Jorah from Game of Thrones. I don't think you do it for another movie or two. But then if they're going to take 4 years, and I say that 4 years, right? It's crazy to me that it hasn't even been a year since the Batman came out. Because that hit in February of last year. It feels like it came out 5 years ago already, but it hasn't even been a year since that movie dropped. So if we get a sequel, we're still 3 years out because they're not already working on it, I would say. Minimum 2 years for another Batman movie. But now you're 5 years in, you might have a third movie. Do you bring in Robin there like they keep trying to do in all of the other iterations of these, right? Where you got Chris O'Donnell, you got the weird Christopher Nolan play bringing in, oh God, I can't remember his name. I brought in the kid from Third Rock from the Sun. I think that just aged me. Shows my TV watching back in the day. But you brought him in as Robin, kind of, but not really, like an older Robin that wasn't Dick Grayson. Yeah, it's weird how they brought that in. And and The Dark Knight Rises. So we'll see where they go with that with Pattinson. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I just think they have to move with it and not let it get stagnant. You know, as I've said before on here, I think you had years and years of Bat Family to get developed to, and a lot of time when it was just Batman, and you let that build and build and build on that character before bringing in, you know, anybody else. With Batman and Robin, you had 40 years of Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson before you brought in Jason Todd. And then once you got them in, you know, then you got Jason Todd, and I think Jason Todd was around for maybe 5 years. You know, Frank thinks he's here. He's you know, listening. And I think he may even hop in the chat and say hi. We'll see. Is he can post a comment as us at least and kind of join in, which would be cool. Not sure what's going on with his internet. But yeah, you had that. And then Tim Drake, who is one of my favorite, is really my favorite Robin. Because for me, when I was started reading comic books and I was reading the Teen Titans, it wasn't long into that new Teen Titans run with Marv Wolfman and George Perez where they had Robin grow up and become Nightwing. There was a stretch when he was just Dick Grayson and wasn't anything and was helping out the team. And then he went and became Nightwing. They kind of did a long play version of that on the Titans TV show. Which, even if they bring the Titans TV show over to the movies, would be amazing. Because the kid playing him over there, Brandon Thwaites, is fantastic. And I would buy him in a movie in a heartbeat. The fight scenes and everything on Titans have been great. So you can pull them over, bring them into the regular. I think their take on Starfire, if they had movie budget, would be fantastic. Anna Diop does a great job as far as that character and kind of the way she approaches everything, is not quite the wide-eyed innocent that we get in the comic books back when she first comes down onto the planet. But we do get Some really great takes and some really great action on that. But if they had a bigger budget, they wouldn't have to make it so hand-to-hand combat and everything. I think a lot of the limitations of that show is where we're getting hung up with that. So we'll see where they end up going from a standpoint of those things. But I'm not sure where Titans is going to go and how they pulled that in, but I think it'd be great if they just pulled the TV show and do another season of that and then bring it over. We did get a Tim Drake in there already, so I think if you pull him in with, you know, have Pattinson aged up for a few years, you get a quick flashback montage of him having Dick Grayson and something else and pull that in. I don't think you need that whole story to be able to pull in Dick Grayson and tell that. So we'll see. Dom, I did see that you just rewatched Punisher. Did you rewatch all of Punisher or just one of the two seasons? I was definitely a bigger fan, I think, of the first season than the second. The second got a little formulaic for me and kind of felt like half of the shows that are on TV at this point got a little reachery in the second season. And you know, how many times can you get the crap knocked out of the guy and him shot before you have to think about, all right, this guy needs a little bit longer in between fights to make this kind of hold up without him having any kind of powers or anything. Both seasons. All right, that's a good binge. Like I said, I made the mistake of starting Yellowstone. So I can see, I guess, why people that are into soap operas and WWE and things like that like Yellowstone, because it's just a soap opera with cowboys. But now my newly 3-year-old daughter also asks to watch cowboys all the time now. So we got that going for us. We have had some news from Marvel. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is coming to Disney Plus on February 1st. So that's exciting for anybody that wants to see that 17 or 18 more times. Dom, I'm sure you have that ready to go. Or I don't know if you're going to wait for the Blu-ray so you can get the extra features and all that good stuff. Second season of Punisher did lack focus. I think you're right. Once they got out of their origin story and kind of tried to pull it more into like a Reacher or like a I'm trying to remember one of the shows, dude rolls into town, you know, oh, what's going on here? That's kind of what the second season felt like. It didn't feel as focused, and it's not the Frank Castle that's always on a mission with taking people out. It's they already went down the road of like, all right, I'm tired and I don't want to do anything. Oh, but they sucked me back in, you know? So I don't know which way they'll go with that. We'll see what happens from a Punisher standpoint. If rumor is right, they're going to bring some more of the Defenders back in. We have Finn Jones saying, I would love to come back as Iron Fist and prove that I was not as shitty as everybody thought I was. Which, you know, if you watched season 2, and most people gave it up after season 1, but season 2, once he had some time to learn how to fight, Finn Jones did a much better job, in my opinion, in Iron Fist season 2. And I was actually kind of stoked for where season 3 was going to go. But if you get him back, Mike Coulter has said he is done, though. So I don't know where you cast. I mean, there's plenty of people to cast as the new Luke Cage. But you're not going to get the old band back together is what it sounds like. Which is fine. You can bring some other things into there and play around with that however they want. So we'll see which direction they go once we get Daredevil Born Again and how they're going to approach that. I took a little break on my Daredevil reread, so I'm not quite back to where they moved him to the West Coast for Born Again. So maybe that's where they're going to go with the show. Move him out to the West Coast and we get some more pop-ins from some of these other characters that we introduce. We did also see that Echo got pushed out by a bit. So, you know, I don't know why we're going to push that out. I know, you know, we're going to get Daredevil and that's going to set up maybe how he leaves New York, what happens with Kingpin, why he has to be born again. The original run from Frank Miller with the original Born Again piece, though, before the redo of Born Again that they did, had him just being dismantled completely by the Kingpin and kind of living on the streets, basically. So I don't think we'll get that dark since it's going to be Disney this time around, Disney Plus this time around, not Netflix. We'll see how that goes. It looks like Jeremy Renner from a DC or from Marvel standpoint seems to be doing better. You know, he's been going through ICU. His biggest villain that we didn't even know about for Hawkeye is not Trickshot. It seemed to be a snowplow. So, but he seems to be doing better, which is great. We do, as always, after this podcast is over tonight, keep your eye out. There is going to be another Quantumania trailer dropping tonight. I don't know what else they're going to sneak in on there, but we're barely a month away from when that's going to come out. I don't think he was released yet, from what I can see. He had, let's see, he's still just checking in. He had a spa day where he's getting pampered by his mom and sister, which is a little, you know, good for him. Still in the ICU, though. I suppose the snowplow that he did will do that thing was, but it was a substantial size snowplow. So just glad that he's okay. And, you know, hopefully he can return to acting at some point. You know, it's his movie did drop during the same stretch. So at least he still has that going. Thoughts on Adam Driver for Reed? So I like Adam Driver a lot in certain roles. If he's willing to cut his hair, which I don't know that I've ever seen him cut his hair. Maybe once he's done it. I think he could be a good Reed. I can't see him doing the stretching parts, though. Like that I feel like he would want to take it a different direction than what I would want out of Reed. But I think he could pull off the awkwardness that you really need to do Reed Richards right, which we didn't really get, you know, obviously not from Miles Teller, a little bit from Ian Grufford, or however you say his name, back in the old ones. I think you might get I hadn't thought about Adam Driver for it, but I think he'd be good in that role. I don't know who you pair with Adam Driver, because that's a tougher conversation for how you pair in there. But we'll see where that goes. I did watch, speaking of Reed Richards, I did manage to binge. It's been so long since we did an episode. I did watch all of Jack Ryan. I immediately forgot the entire show. So I will say about season 3 of Jack Ryan, super fun. I think I really enjoyed it, but I forgot it 5 minutes later because there was nothing memorable about it other than and it was pretty fun. So I will recommend Jack Ryan season 3, though, if you need a time killer and something that's fun to watch. I don't know, Dom, maybe sneak that in before your next rewatch. A couple other things that dropped, and then I'm going to call it since it looks like Frank continues to have some issues here. We do have the Renfield trailer just dropped, which if you watched this trailer, it was nothing in any way, shape, or form what I expected this movie to be. You know, I knew it was going to be about Renfield and Nicholas Holt's character, but it looks so wacky and fun and crazy. You know, it looks like Renfield's kind of a superhero. It's the way they're approaching it. Who's more familiar, you know, like where he gets some a little bit of a boost from Dracula than anything. So if you haven't gone and watched that Renfield trailer yet, I really can't recommend going and checking that one out enough. It was an absolute blast. We also got a trailer, and I'm sure Dylan will appreciate this, for Evil Dead Rise. So looks like they're expanding the Evil Dead universe out. So we're going to get Deadites, not just with Ash, finally. So it's going to be a different family and a different take on what they're doing from that Evil Dead universe, but it looks super creepy and a little less funny and way more into the horror realm than we've gotten from any of the Evil Deads recently. I didn't see the remake with the redhead from Zoe's playbook. However, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So I would also recommend checking out that trailer. Those were some of the good ones that dropped. We'll see what happens with the trailer tonight for Quantumania. Like I said, I don't know what else they're going to leak or let go in it or who else they're going to show. I don't really know what the movie's about, so I'm intrigued to see how that goes. I did see some stuff about how it's they're not naming Cassie Lang's character as a superhero, even though she has a costume. She does have a couple names in the comics, like Stature, and I forget her other name in there, Sting or something like that. So I don't know if they're going to name her. They're just going to keep it like they have on the most recent thing of toys, which is just Cassie. But we'll see where they go with that. All in all, I want to thank you guys in the chat for hopping in. We will have Frank back next week. We'll be here at 7 o'clock. As always, thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us. I did the little podcast rant at the beginning, but hey, if you can tell a friend to check out the podcast, our friend Chris gave us a glowing endorsement on Facebook the other day, which I greatly appreciated. Let some people know, have them check it out, have them join the conversation with you, and give us the review and everything. And we will talk to you all soon. Everybody have a great week, and hit us up on Facebook in the chat and let us know what you're into and what you're watching and how your New Year's went. And we'll see y'all soon. Night. Mm-hmm.